The Hoop Heads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads. Wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and they truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Also, make sure to check out the new Dr. Dish home machine. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Coach Steve Moore, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering new subscribers 10% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code SAVE10 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its play bank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball.
Coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn to think the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. I've seen firsthand how PGC camps have had a huge impact on players and coaches that I know, both on and off the court. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com. Hello, and welcome to the 31st edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. July's roundtable question is, what is the biggest challenge you've ever faced in your coaching career, and how did you overcome it? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Rob Brost from Bolingbrook High School, Todd Kowalczyk from the University of Toledo, Del Leonard from Mountain Home High School, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential,
and Bob Walsh from Providence College.
Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will help take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads podcast. Let's hear from our coaches about the biggest challenge they've ever faced in their coaching career and how they overcame it. Rob Brost, Bolingbrook High School, Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Rob Brost, head boys basketball coach at Bolingbrook High School in Illinois. Today's Hoopheads roundtable question is, what is your biggest challenge in coaching? And I think, you know, it's, as I enter my 15th year as a high school coach, I was a college coach before. My priorities have completely changed. I think the biggest challenge for me coaching right now at the highest level of high school basketball in Illinois is meeting players' needs off the floor while still challenging them on the floor. I think this is becoming more and more critical for everybody, not just in basketball, but in life in dealing with students on the day-to-day, but specifically, in my case, basketball players. I think, number one, you have to meet them where they are, and you have to let them know that where they are right now is okay, and we're working together to close that capability gap both on the floor and off the floor. And so, you know, it's difficult in today's environment for kids to block out the noise of social media, the noise that maybe even their parents create, the perceived pressure that they're under, and caring about them as a person first. We talk about this all the time as a team and individually with our players, that you cannot improve as a player until you start to improve yourself as a person. And so, you know, there's no set way to do that. Every person has a different path, and you have to meet your players where they are. And again, I think it's critically important that wherever they are as a human being and wherever they are as a player is okay. And you need to listen to them and then provide a level of guidance for them to share with you what they're going through both on and off the floor. So, you know, that is the most challenging thing, because you want to meet all of your players' needs, and it's very difficult to do so in today's environment with everything that comes at these guys from all different levels. And so that's by far, I think, the biggest challenge for me personally as a coach, and that's meeting players' needs off the floor first, while at the same time challenging them to close that capability gap that they have on the floor, and then obviously letting them know that it's okay to be right where they are. If they're a Division III talent, that's okay. If they're a Division II talent, that's okay. If they happen to be a Division I talent, that's okay. But until you start improving yourself as a person and taking care of your needs off the floor, it's going to be difficult to improve what you're doing on the floor. So, Rob Brost, Bolingbrook High School, happy to be on again. Thank you guys, Mike in particular, for doing this. What you're doing for basketball and bettering the game is just enormous, and it's always a pleasure to be on. Until next time, Rob Brost, Bolingbrook High School, signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
What's going on, Hoop Heads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High. And this month we were asked to share what our greatest challenge in our coaching career has been and how we overcame it. For me, the biggest challenge I've had so far is basically getting asked to not come back to a program. And that was a tough battle for me as a person and as a coach and in my personal life, to just being asked to not coach a team anymore. And for me, coming back from that wasn't easy, and I definitely needed to take some time and reevaluate my methods and what my beliefs were as a coach and how I wanted to learn from the situation and come back better than I have before. And it was a process, but I'd say the main thing that I learned from it was everyone kept telling me, and I didn't want to hear it at the time, that everything happens for a reason. And because I got asked to leave that place, I'm in an amazing place now. And I've changed a lot of what I do as a coach and how I teach the game and how I interact with people. And I think it's one of the best things that's ever happened to me now. Hard to see the forest through the forest through the trees sometimes, but that's the way life goes. So still learning, still improving from that situation, but definitely one of the better things that's happened to me looking back on it. But man, it was tough at the time. Hope this helps anyone out there, and look forward to talking to you guys again. Thank you.
Todd Kowalczyk from the University of Toledo. the biggest challenge that I have faced in my career was inheriting the situation we did at Toledo. We did not quite know the extent of the circumstances when we got here, but we were the most penalized team in college basketball our first three seasons because of APR-related stuff. To the point our third year, we had the postseason ban. We were only allowed to have 8 scholarship players. That took away 10% of our games, and we were only allowed to practice for 14 hours a week instead of 20. And we only had 5 days instead of 6. But we overcame it by just staying positive, working through it, not using it as an excuse, and more than anything, just getting our players, better during that time. But, those things have lingering effects for quite some time simply because we only have 8 scholarship players. It affects even 3-4 years down the road, but we certainly have looked back and learned a lot and probably are better for it.
Del Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Del Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas. What is the biggest challenge I've ever faced in my coaching career, and how did I overcome it? I would have to say that the biggest challenge I ever faced was probably the first one I faced in my 26-year career, and that was when I was hired. I replaced a lady who was a legend, and that was my first head coaching job. And what I did to overcome it, because the question marks were there, the doubts were there, all of that pressure was there. But what I realized is when someone has built a program, I personally believe that it's not as difficult to just continue those traditions and those ways that person had been implementing. I believe that's easier than trying to come in and build something from ground zero. And I just tried to do what she always taught and when I was her assistant, and what I watched her teach was just work as hard as you can and try to take advantage of an opportunity and always be prepared. And I just tried to mirror her and learn from her and really reach out to other people in the business who were successful. And the coaching business is such a giving business. And I look back at the veteran coaches who helped me and reached out to a young coach and helped them get through a really difficult time right there. And it just says a lot about our profession and how much that coaches help coaches. And I think that this podcast goes right along with that. But that's my answer to this month's roundtable question.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. And the question for this session was, what is one of the biggest challenges that you've had during your coaching career, and how did you deal with that? I really think that coaches go through a lot of different challenges each and every year that are different, such as, trying to improve your team. I think trying to build a culture are all challenges that we face in the game of basketball. I would say for me, one of the most personal challenges I had was when my dad passed away right during the middle of our season. And that was a personal challenge to really focus on my kids and making them better on the basketball court and dealing with the loss of my dad. So personally, that was a big challenge for me as well. But again, I think we all go through challenges every year, and how we deal with that, we have to stay positive and just understand that challenges will not go away. You're going to have a challenge probably daily, weekly, yearly with your team and not only with your team, but with things that surround your team. Thank you.
Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's decision, Unleash Potential. This month's question is, what was the biggest challenge you ever faced in your coaching career, and how did you overcome it? For me, I would say probably the biggest challenge I ever faced in my coaching career was coaching my son in high school. It's an experience that I would never, ever trade or give back. I would do it over again if I had to, but I have to say it was very challenging. But one of the things that I did early on when I knew I was going to coach my son here at Carlisle High School was talk to Dave Lebo. Dave Lebo coached his son, Jeff Lebo, here at Carlisle also. And I ended up coaching with Coach Lebo later on as his assistant before taking over as a head coach and coaching my son. So I used him as a great resource. I know Jeff's freshman year here at Carlisle was very challenging for him because he started on the varsity as a freshman, and he went through a lot of the challenges that I would eventually go through with my son in coaching him. And Jeff later went on to play at the University of North Carolina. Now he is one of the top assistants for Hubert Davis at the University of North Carolina. But in talking to Coach Lebo, we just talked about the ins and outs, the ups and downs of coaching your son. And I'll never forget, one of the things that he always told me was, he told his son when he was coaching him that he had to make sure, his son had to make sure that he was by far the best player on the team. So there would be no question as to him playing for his dad as the head coach. And that's something I told my son, Jordan, when he played for me as a freshman and also started as a freshman, told him, you know, it couldn't be close. Competition couldn't be close. He had to be so much better than everybody else for me to be able to put him on the floor. And that didn't even stop people at first, but it certainly, you know, early on when he showed that he was one of the better players or the best player on the team, in terms of ability, that helped with his career and going forward. I'll never forget his first conference game as a freshman. He came out and had 28 points for us on a road victory and a big win. And I actually had to move him over to the point. He was a combo guard and played mostly the two, but my senior point guard fouled out early and I had to move him over to the point. He did a tremendous job. And that quieted a lot of the talk, the noise about, you know, he's only playing because his dad's a coach. But, a couple other things that I did in trying to help with this difficult situation of coaching my son was I talked to Tubby Smith. Tubby Smith, the former coach of Kentucky, had coached his son. So I talked to him about how he handled coaching his sons, and he was very helpful. Also talked to the Hurley boys, Dan Hurley, and, you know, I talked to his dad a little bit, about coaching their sons. I remember a specific conversation I had with Dan, and he really helped me in terms of how to handle a son. And one of the most important things I think that I learned through this, you know, this time of coaching my son was, you know, when you went home, you had to be a dad. You couldn't talk about all the things he did wrong. You couldn't talk about the game 24/7. You had to go home and be a dad. That's something else that I learned from coaching my son, that, you know, you had to keep the coach and player and the father and son relationship separate. So I think that really helped us in going forward and getting through that time. And as I said, you know, it was difficult at first. It got easier as it went along. And then he eventually earned a Division I scholarship to play at Fairleigh Dickinson University in the Northeast Conference. But, you know, there were many times that I also had to watch that I wasn't being harder on him than I was the other players. And that's the other piece of advice I got from Coach Lebo and Tubby Smith and the Hurleys, was that, you know, I had to coach him the same way I coached everybody else. Really isn't fair to him to coach him harder than everyone else just because he was my son. And, you know, I had to prove that I wasn't showing favoritism or things like that. So I tried to treat him as I treated all the other players on the team. And I think that really helped us with our relationship through his high school career. So I would say overall, that's probably the most difficult time I had as a coach because, you know, I can remember, you know, early on his freshman year in high school, kids in school would say, make comments to him about, you know, how he's only playing and he's only starting because his dad's the coach and all those things, all those kinds of things. But he did a lot of sacrificing, you know, and all of his friends were going out and doing other things. He was in the gym making himself better. And in the long run, I think those types of things are the things that really helped him, you know, getting through that time and helped me to get through that time also. And as I said at the beginning, that's something that I would never, ever trade off, or I would do the same thing over again. I can remember when he was coming to high school, I had questions about myself, whether I should step down and let somebody else coach him. And I'll never forget my wife telling me at the time, you know, you spent all this time helping to develop him from a young kid and a young player to get to this point. Why would you give that up now? And that was very, very sound advice. And I'm glad I listened to her and I continued to coach him through his high school career. Thank you.
Bob Walsh, Providence College.
This is Bob Walsh with Providence College. The biggest challenge I've faced in coaching was in 2014 when I took over the program at the University of Maine in trying to establish a championship culture at a place that had no history of success and that was used to losing. I was coming from a program at Rhode Island College where we had the best talent in the league, and we had an elite, sustained championship culture for 9 years, going to 8 straight NCAA tournaments. Starting over at the University of Maine, where the program didn't have a lot of talent and was really struggling for years before I got there, they were so used to losing. And one of the things I recognized was I had to spend as much time as possible with my players off the court to get to know them as people, to understand what made them tick and who they were, to be able to connect with them before I tried to get a lot out of them on the basketball floor. I realized pretty quickly that my time spent with them off the floor was so much more effective than the time I spent with them on the floor. I also learned to coach with empathy. I had to understand that when we were struggling with the things I was trying to implement, a lot of the reason was because it was stuff they simply weren't used to doing or in fact couldn't do. They were giving me great effort, but they just weren't capable of it. And talent matters when it comes to an elite culture. Obviously, you need talent to win games, but as far as doing the hard stuff every day, it's easier for players to buy in when they're capable of doing what you're asking them to do and they can see some success. I also had to understand patience as a coach. I had to recognize that it was going to take time. It took me about a year to establish the culture at Rhode Island College, and I took over the best team in the league. Turned out it took us 4 years to establish the culture at the University of Maine, and that was taking over a team that really didn't have the talent in the beginning to compete at the Division I level. So patience was really important. It wasn't going to happen overnight, and that took me some time. The last thing was making sure everything we did was process-based, to make sure our guys understood that the results would not define us, that what we did every day, how we went about our business, our approach, the way we sacrificed for one another, the mentality we had, and the way we competed was really what was going to define us. We celebrated small successes every day with regards to our values, and our values were about the way we competed and the way we treated each other as teammates. Over time, that's what led to establishing the right culture, and I was really proud of the culture that we had developed. Even though we struggled to win games, it took us 4 years.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Hey, Hoopheads, we all hate ankle sprains, and they happen way too often. Ankle injuries are the number one sports-related injury. Arise is trying to change that. With the iFast, your athletes get preventative protection and full mobility. Athletes no longer need to wear bulky braces that limit performance and give mediocre protection. Anyone playing sports should be using these products. Keep your athletes in the game. Don't wait for them to get hurt to take action. Visit www.arise.com/teampricing to learn more. That's ARYSE.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.